Welcome to Beyond the Point. I'm your host, Nick Keezer. No, it's not NHL 94, so all the loving Brass Bonanza fans can calm down a little bit. But I know that one, Pete Weber, would be excited to know that that would be my theme song. So glad to get this self-proclaimed project underway during the Four Nations Tournament as the NHL is on pause. And what better way to do it than go down into a little bit of a project on another note where I have caught up with a few Nashville Predators prospects, and this has taken a few weeks to get done, but it's been fun nonetheless to get to speak with Andrew Gibson and Tanner Molendyke. And you won't get to hear it in the first edition of Beyond the Point with me, but I did also catch up with Milwaukee Admirals defenseman Ryan Ufko in his first pro season after playing with UMass over the last three seasons. And so really looking forward to seeing how this is perceived by fans during the break. But also, I hope you enjoy the audio version of it where you can hear them talk more about their journeys and talk about even being traded this season as well. Both Tanner and Andrew were dealt over, I want to say, 3 weeks ago. And Andrew was on his way from the Sioux Greyhounds to the Oshawa Generals, and then Tanner Molendyke was moved from the Saskatoon Blades over to the Medicine Hat Tigers. And so both of them have been playing there recently, and they've been doing pretty well. Tanner Molendyke has 13 points in 14 games, and Andrew Gibson has been a solid addition to the blue line there as well. But I don't know if we'll see them face off against each other in the postseason. We'll have to see how things turn out there on that front. But I'm so glad to get this podcast started off. And if you're following along with my work on 102.5 The Game and at thegamenashville.com, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And please continue to do so. Follow me on X at Keezer Nick. And I'm posting most of my articles on Instagram as well. But be sure to go check that out as well. I'm always active. We're really trying to follow everything in the hockey universe, and this is going to be the place to do that for me. And so I'm so glad to get that started. And shout out to my friend Nick Frazier, who also made the graphic for this podcast. I'm really looking forward to seeing just how things move forward this season for the Predators, but also for the show as well. This is really going to be meant for me to share what I'm doing in the locker room, share what I'm hearing from most of the Predators players, and really dive deeper into just their facets of their style of play, but also just the game in front of them, you know, the gaffes they make and the joyous moments they have as well. And there are still things to be excited about despite the results for the Preds this season. So stay locked right here, and I'll be sure to do my very best with the things that I think of. But also, if you have something that you're thinking of, tweet at me, send me a DM, or just let us know, and we'll try to get that done. But really interested to hear from both of these guys in this first edition of Beyond the Point. So, you know, I was really excited to hear from Tanner, mainly based on the hype that's been based around him for quite some time, ever since he was drafted by the Predators. And he's gone back to Saskatoon and done a very good job in the last year after he was acquired via the draft. And I thought he went back and established himself and did really, really well last year. But for him, and you'll hear more about this in my interview with him, he has lost both years back-to-back in the conference final. So he's trying to right a wrong here, and he knows that he wants to be a go-to guy. So you'll have to hear what he has to say about that. But also, has he been thinking about possibly making his pro debut? We'll see what transpires, and maybe he plays in Milwaukee. My gut tells me he might go to Milwaukee. That's just me personally. And if the Predators do have more injuries, which, you know, I'm not a huge fan of seeing guys go down. Nobody is, but perhaps we could see Tanner Molendyke make his NHL debut if it is a necessity. I don't want to say that they're going to force his hand to come down here to Nashville to do that. But also, Andrew Gibson really had an interesting few thoughts as well, just based on how he built himself as a young pro, but also just hearing what he had to say about building his strength was really interesting to me. Just that natural strength, and both of his parents were natural born athletes as well, and his family is no different whatsoever. His siblings are athletes, and for Andrew, he also was on his car ride to Oshawa during our conversation. It was right after he got traded was when he was able to have a chat with me. So You'll get to hear what that's like. And he was about halfway through his journey. I think he stopped in Sudbury when he ended up making that phone call to me, texted me earlier than I thought he would and said, hey, I'm more than happy to chat now. So, but yeah, stay tuned for that conversation with Andrew Gibson. But like I said, so glad to get Beyond the Point going here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. And you know, it's going to be fun to hear from these prospects, and go to thegamenashville.com for the full feature. I spoke with Tanner, Andrew, and Ryan Ufko, who's down in Milwaukee. But without any further ado, here's the first conversation with Tanner Mullendike.
What's Medicine Hat been like so far? And I know that you got a new coach who's also the GM, and just kind of walk me through what the life's been like for you the last few weeks after being traded there.
Yeah. Definitely been different. I mean, a lot of things are differently here. I mean, but it's been good. I mean, we have another good, I've been added to another good group of guys, which is huge. And we went on a huge tear there for a bit. So, yeah, it's been good. Obviously haven't had a lot of change in the last little bit, but, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. So did you expect to get traded? I know that there had been some buzz around your name and just everything that could provide for the Blades at the time. And while it stinks to leave, you obviously see a lot of assets go back their way. But did you know that was kind of coming for you?
Yeah. Me and Colin, like the GM of Saskatoon there, we talked about it quite a bit. We kind of knew I had to be moved if they wanted to be still, I don't know, I guess you'd say up and running for the next few years. So I think kind of knew it was coming, but it was just kind of a matter of time.
Yeah, gotcha. What was it like to leave? I mean, personally for you, that's a place that kick-started your junior career, and you stayed there for a long time, had a big impact and whatnot. Just, I guess, talk about what it was like to play there and just, you know, what it kind of means to you to leave that place behind better.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it sucks. I mean, it's kind of a second home for me. I mean, kind of, I don't know, grew up there for 5 years, kind of changed the person I was. But, yeah, I mean, everything goes to them. They treated me unbelievable out there. And I think, yeah, we play there tomorrow, actually, so it would be kind of cool. But, yeah, they did a lot for me, which was really special.
Yeah, is it going to be bittersweet to play in that first game tomorrow? Is it just going to be, you know, and, you know, I'm talking to guys in the NHL, like Cody Glass came back to Nashville earlier this year and was like, I just want to get it out of the way. Is that kind of the same sentiment for you?
Yeah, a little bit. I think it'll be kind of exciting. I mean, I haven't really thought what it'll be like, but obviously probably a little bit emotional. I mean, a lot of friends and people I call family now there, but yeah, I think it'll be a good time.
Gotcha. Well, transitioning just a little bit, mentioned Andrew Gibson. I know you guys maybe didn't have the results you wanted at World Juniors, but how seamless was it to play with a guy like him? I know you two have been tied together. I know that a picture even surfaced of you guys from back in your Mite days and whatnot. So what was it like to play with him back at Worlds?
Yeah, I mean, it was good. We obviously had a little bit of chemistry coming from rookie camp and so on after that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I thought we played really well. But we kind of took on top guys there, which is really cool. I mean, yeah, we just got to know each other way better, and he's obviously, you guys have seen the player he is. He's hard and plays a good game, which is really easy to play with, so I had a lot of fun playing with him.
Yeah, in that conversation that I had with him a couple of weeks ago, he really talked about how you make life easier with your speed and your skill and whatnot. And what do you think he does to help make life easier for you, perhaps? I know he's a bigger guy. The coach was even saying, hey, he's more of an old school type of a D-man. But for you, what helps make life easier?
Yeah, I think for him, he's really good with the puck. I mean, a lot of big guys have troubles with it, but he actually does a lot of good things with it, I find. I mean, he makes the right play all the time. He's an unreal skater. I mean, we actually raced in practice one time. He beat me, but yeah, we'll talk about that. And then, yeah, I think it just comes down to, I don't know, hockey sense, and his is really high. I mean, makes a lot of good players, and I think, yeah, made my life easy.
So over the course of the season, and you being kind of an older guy playing junior, you know, do you think you've been entrusted with more responsibilities this season, both with Saskatoon and Medicine Hat, and what does that kind of look like for you?
Yeah, I think obviously getting older, you kind of get more of a put in a role, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. But yeah, in Saskatoon, I was kind of playing, I don't know, around 30 minutes a night. But since I got here, it's kind of toned down a bit since our D-course really really good. And I find myself playing all roles, which is kind of cool. But obviously, you have to take on that leadership role as well, which is kind of growing in my sense. I find I feel like I've got a little better in that area.
So I know that given that you're set on finishing the season where you're at now and whatnot, but bigger question, curious if you've been asked it or not, but has there been any thought of maybe making your pro debut this spring, whether it's with Milwaukee or Nashville?
To be honest, I haven't thought about it really at all, to be honest. Kind of just came back, wanted to finish it off. We've had two conference final losses, so I kind of just want to get a championship hopefully under my belt, which would be really nice.
What does growth look like for you in the middle of a season after playing junior? Is there some kind of habit that you stick to, or is there something that you've done lately where you feel like I've been able to grow in this area after mastering and in some other areas?
Yeah, I think it's kind of just still my offensive game. I feel like it's got jumped up a little bit, but I think there's always little things you can work on and kind of find little tweaks that you can adjust and kind of work on to make yourself better.
And then just in terms of what's to come in the postseason, is there something in mind, knowing what you've been able to accomplish so far, obviously, is there something in mind in the postseason that you want to be different this time, especially with a new team?
Yeah, I think I want to be kind of that guy that helps them bring that championship home. I mean, obviously, last 2 years we haven't been able to finish it, so hopefully I can be a huge part in this year if we get to go on that run.
Yeah, I gotcha. And I guess just in terms of what the future kind of holds for you, I mean, I know that, like I said, Nashville, they're obviously, and I've been around it every day here, it's obviously not the results they want, but is it encouraging to hear from them at all when you do get a call from Scott Nickel or anyone else that's around here just watching you?
Yeah, I've obviously talked to them quite a bit, but I don't know, we haven't really talked too much about next season, so it's just how I'm doing, how the season's going kind of thing. I haven't really spoke to them too much about what's going on down there or anything, yeah. So it's been kind of quiet, I guess you'd say.
Appreciate Tanner Mullendyke for hopping on the pod here with me to kind of break down what it was like to be traded, but then also he had that conversation with me one day before making the bus ride back over to Saskatoon for the first time. And by the way, when they got the game going, they surprised him with honoring him in a very unique way. They are now going to be naming the Defenseman of the Year trophy after him. It will be known as the Tanner Mullendyke Trophy. So anybody that wins that trophy with the Saskatoon Blades, it'll always go back to the legacy that Tanner left behind there. So kudos to the young 20-year-old and happy belated birthday to him. And going over to another birthday boy here as of late, I believe it's his birthday today. Here's my conversation with Andrew Gibson after he was traded from the Sioux Greyhounds over to the Oshawa Generals. Well, Andrew, I want to go back to grassroots to kind of kick this one off here with you. And I know that you ended up meeting Tanner Mullendyke a long time ago. It was back at a Mite tournament, I want to say. So kind of walk me through how you both met, and you ended up trading jerseys as well with that photo that was going around online during World Juniors. But yeah, just kind of walk me through all of that, and then also now being teammates with him.
Yeah. So when we traded jerseys, I didn't know him. Like, we were never in contact. We never knew who each other were. And then, you know, I was a Canucks fan growing up, so I wanted his jersey. He decided to trade with me. So we took some photos, traded jerseys. That's what they do at the Brick Tournament at the end. It's a huge deal. Everyone trades jerseys with a guy. And, you know, obviously going up through the NHL draft, I recognized his name, and my parents recognized his name as well. So we kind of thought maybe it was him. And I think I met him at the Combine. And we talked about it a little bit, and then obviously when I got traded to Nashville and throughout this Hockey Canada thing, it started to resurface a little bit more, and then our parents got to meet each other and talk about that as well.
Andrew, do you know how old you guys were when you went through that?
Yeah, we were 10.
Okay, you guys were 10. Wow, that's a long time ago. But look, I wanted to ask real quick while I was thinking about it, just what the trade was like for you to go from a place in Sioux where you had spent all of your junior career, and now you're moving on to a new place in Oshawa to play with the Generals. So did you have a sense that trade was coming around?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, the Greyhounds weren't doing too well, and, you know, an opportunity arose with a better team that wanted me, and you know, I think it benefits my hockey career and it benefits the Greyhounds as well, getting all those picks back in that prospect. So I'm forever grateful for the Sioux Greyhounds and what they did for me. And, you know, I can't thank the city enough. And, you know, I just love everyone there and I can't say enough positive things. And, yeah, I'm happy to, you know, be going this way in my hockey journey. And, you know, hopefully things go well this year and we win a championship in Oshawa.
It's without a doubt another opportunity for you to go in the postseason with a team that is more equipped to do so. And Andrew, I want to transition over to World Juniors because you got to play with Tanner Mullendijk. And I know that both of you guys were just traded before the trade deadline up in Juniors. But why do you think you guys as a tandem would work so well? And even looking ahead, why would it work so well in the NHL?
Yeah. You know, I think our games mold really well together. You know, I think we both have a good 200-foot game, and, you know, I think with his skating and offensive ability and my, you know, defensive game and my defensive ability, you know, I think we can power right through and hopefully go up together and, you know, have a long career together. Mm-hmm. He's a great player to play with. He makes my life easy, and, you know, I think we feed off of each other and off of our energy, and, you know, I think we play really well together, and our games just, you know, go well together.
So I saw your coach, Dave Cameron, do an interview during World Juniors and called you a throwback defenseman. And look, I know I've seen it firsthand and you know your game better than anybody, but why do you think he would characterize you more as a throwback defenseman?
Yeah, I still think I'm a two-way guy, but like he said in that interview, I take a lot of pride in blocking shots and killing penalties and killing plays. You know, a big block shot is just as important to me as, you know, a big-time goal. And, you know, if the team can come together and play hard and block shots and play like that, you know, I think that's what championships need. And, you know, I'm willing to do that for the team and willing to do whatever it takes to win. And, you know, I've grown up being super competitive, and I think my competitiveness just drove me to be that player, you know, to be hard to play against and, you know, just do the dirty work.
Well, Andrew, I know that you have a lot of season left in front of you still, especially with a new team, but got to ask you, where do you think you've progressed the most at this season, and where do you think you've grown the most over the course of your junior career? Because coming in with the raw strength and talent that you did, where do you feel like you've made the most strides at?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think honestly, before I came here, my defensive game wasn't where it is right now, and, you know, I got to credit the Sioux Greyhounds for that, and, you know, just turning me into that the player I am today. And, you know, I think, you know, I've learned to, you know, grow and mature into a player that can be reliable defensively. You know, every guy's a skill guy and an offensive guy when they're in minor hockey, but you got to figure out a role once you play junior hockey. And, you know, I'm glad I found my role, and I'm glad my role has a big impact.
I hear you. Well, I know everybody has their own path to become the player that they're meant to be. That's good to hear that you took the initiative to work on yourself in that way. But Andrew, I'm also curious. I know that since you've been traded from Detroit to Nashville, I know that you've had to get acclimated to a new staff, but how much have you heard from the Predators ever since being acquired and, you know, trying to give you insights during the junior season?
Yeah, I've had a lot of people in the organization reach out, especially after the World Junior Tournament. And, they're super positive with me, and, you know, they're always there for me, and they reach out a decent amount. And, you know, we do video, and, you know, we talk about my game and how it's growing and how it needs to continually grow. And, you know, they've been super good for my development so far, and, you know, I'm just looking forward to the next couple of years here with them.
Now, I'm kind of curious about where that strength comes from. Obviously, you being a bigger guy, and I know that when you get to the NHL, that two-way game is going to be really evident in yourself. So when you utilize that strength and you've been able to build it for years and years and years by now, where did you have to commit the most time at, and how do you think you're able to do that so effectively?
Yeah, I think, you know, I have really good genetics. My parents played sports growing up their whole lives, and my dad lifted weights his whole life, and, you know, I grew up in a super athletic family, and, yeah, I think my genetics is definitely the main reason. But during COVID, when we weren't allowed to skate, that was when I turned 16 years old,
mm-hmm.
or 15, actually, sorry. So that whole year, I didn't go on the ice, and I worked out twice a day and ate my mom's home-cooked meals, and I put on 35 pounds in a year from 15 to 16. And I think that definitely help me get that strength. And I was up to 200 pounds as a 16-year-old, and then, you know, I cut down on some of the muscle mass to play hockey. Once I started getting back going on the ice, I lost a little bit of it, but I'm right back up. And, you know, I think that definitely jolted me ahead. And, you know, training with the guys in Windsor nonstop, and, you know, being with them and working out nonstop, and, you know, just having an active family pushing on me, you know, hard work and dedication.
Again, thank you so much to Tanner Molendijk and then Andrew Gibson for hopping on Beyond the Point with me to kind of just break down what life has been like lately, but also the progress, the development, what that has been like as well, especially at the junior level. It's really unique to see some of the top prospects go through their seasons and really start to, you know, garner what it means to become a pro. And so both of those guys have a tall task ahead of them playing for both the Tigers and the Generals respectively. And so moving forward here, we're going to see Team USA take on Finland tonight at the Four Nations Tournament. So if you're listening to this just mere hours after I released this, you're going to be really caught up to speed. You probably have already seen the game if you've seen where this podcast came out already. But look, this is going to be a recurring theme as much as possible with me as the rest of the Predator season goes along. I was able to spearhead an idea and take it at full stride and just go with it. So looking forward to seeing what the future conversations look like here on this new podcast that I'm going to have just as a portfolio, but also more importantly, just a different way to share what I'm doing behind the scenes to gather my information for stories, but also I hope to bring some unique perspective as well to the Nashville Predators. So thank you so much for listening to Beyond the Point. We'll catch you next time.